Chapter 12. There was nothing for it but to do the deed herself. Vatek was too spineless for the business, and in any case, she would never have trusted him to carry it through. In the months since she had first seduced the lawyer, Christabel Udolpho had learned many things. She knew now that there was not one will, but many different, mutually irreconcilable wills. Old Melmoth Udolpho changed his mind daily and insisted on newly drafted testaments. Some he would sign, some he would abandon. She dressed carefully, in tight riding breeches and a loose blouse, then pulled on her soft leather boots and spent some time braiding her hair. Vatek watched her, chattering about nothing, going over and over the plan. He was confused about the details, but she had them down cold. The lawyer touched her neck and let his thin fingers creep into her hair. She felt a thrill of disgust, but suppressed it and gave him a winsome smile in the mirror. Vatek was a vile creature, hirsute all over his body and given to sweating. There was some animal in his soul, she was sure, a pig or a bear, but he wasn't strong, not in his limbs or in his mind. He was easy to lead. Christabel touched the furred back of Vatek's hand and rubbed her cheek against his arm. Soon it would all be over. Soon all the fortune of Udolpho would be hers. Then she could take lovers for herself, gratify her own wants. Alexandre, the cleric of Moor, had seemed interesting in a reedy, sly sort of way. And she'd heard the maids talking about the giant, Odo Choka, and how his manly parts were in proportion to the rest of him. A tiny flare of desire raised her hackles. Her hair crackled with electricity and expanded a little, giving Vatek a slight shock. He withdrew his hand and tried to laugh.
"Be sure to finish him," he said. "You must be sure."
Christabel smiled as she pulled the falconer's gloves on. They were fine leather and felt good on her hands. She had strong hands, from hours of practice with harpsichord and duelling sword. After the fortune was disposed of and the Black Signet's treasure found, she would have to turn her attention to lawyer Vatek. Perhaps an accident might be arranged, a fall from the south wall, an encounter with wolves. She stood up. She was taller than the lawyer, and he had to look up to meet her eyes. His smile was shaking. He was afraid of what they were about to do. Afraid of her. She patted his shoulders. He had dictated the final will, naming herself sole heir to the house and fortunes of the family. Old Melmoth, the blind fool, had signed it, imagining himself to be dealing with a minor business matter. All the other wills were bundled up in scrolls in Vatek's office, waiting to be burned. Melmoth could not live much longer, not without Valdemar's infusions to keep him going. Christabel opened a drawer and pulled out a ball of copper wire. It was supposed to be for the harpsichord. She unravelled a length and held it up before Vatek's face. His eyes wavered. She bit through the wire and held up a loop of about 4 feet, the ends tied around her thick gloved hands. She pulled the loop tight, and it straightened with a musical twang. It would do the job. "I'll be back," she told Vatek, and stepped out into the dark hallway, moving silently through the gloom towards the doctor's rooms. Very soon she would be very rich, and then they'd all tremble.